Eagerness, Part 2. Every moment your last. Another way to nurture and maintain eagerness is to imagine this is our final day on earth. Whatever we were meant to experience, achieve, and offer, and have not yet done so, must be experienced, achieved, and offered today, here and now. There is no point in holding back, in keeping anything in reserve. We throw ourselves utterly with all our aspiration into our meditation, into the dedication of our every action. Every thought and feeling matters, so we won't entertain anything negative, no doubt, fear, jealousy, insecurity, or hesitation. Everything we say and do matters, so we will say and do everything from our hearts with sincerity, love, compassion, sympathy, and integrity. This approach is not based on fear of death, but the certainty of death. The moment of death is approaching. We can hide our heads in the sand or prepare for this moment at every moment, with calm clarity. For the moment of death is our ultimate achievement, the true fruit of our life's work, the distillation of all its successes and progress. It is said that our consciousness at the moment we draw our final breath will determine what happens next, to which realm we proceed, and the conditions of our onward journey. It is like a visa that will grant us access to this or that inner plane or spiritual realm. The purer, vaster, and higher our consciousness at that moment, the purer, vaster, and higher will be the realms that immediately welcome and embrace us. Every moment might be our last, so let us constantly deepen, elevate and expand our consciousness through the purity and intensity of our meditation and the wholehearted commitment of our dedication. For this very purpose is our mortality, to beckon our eager progress.